three master guitarists meet to perform an exquisite evening of classical, Brazilian, and jazz music for a performance entitled Guitar Passions at the Bardavan on Friday, February 7th. Three-time Grammy-winning classical master Sharon Isbin will team up with jazz icon Stanley Jordan and Brazil's leading guitarist Romero Lombambo for an electrifying musical experience certainly not to be missed. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Sharon Isbin to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. A delight to have you here.
Thank you. It's great to be here. And I look forward to coming back to the Bardavan.
It's a beautiful venue, and obviously it fits great for you in a musical performance. How did this particular iteration come to be?
Well, I made an album for Sony Records that came out 2 years ago called Sharon Isbin and Friends Guitar Passions. And the theme of the album was to celebrate my guitar heroes and the instrument in all its guises. So I was able to call together a really incredible roster of friends, people like Steve Vai and Nancy Wilson from Heart, Steve Morse from the Dixie Dregs, and of course my colleagues who are with me at the Bardavan, Stanley Jordan and Romero Lombambo. So, and there are other guests on the album as well. And the music has a Latin American Spanish flavor to it. And what was really remarkable about this whole experience and collaboration was being able to bring guitarists from these different genres, the jazz, the rock, the pop, and Brazilian, into my world, into the classical world, in a way that is really unique. They get to improvise, and we get to blend in a fashion that creates something really quite new.
Yes, so it's a whole new style. It's a whole new voice, isn't it?
It really is, and it's something that I've been doing for many years, long before crossover was even accepted as a genre in classical. I was collaborating with Lorindo Almeida and Larry Coryell. We had a trio for 5 years. And in fact, one of the centerpieces of the program at the Bardavan is by the great Spanish composer Joaquin Rodrigo. And you're probably familiar with his famous Concierto de Aranjuez. In fact, I played that at the Bardavan at one point. And it is a work that has a very special second movement. It was inspired by Rodrigo and his wife losing what would have been their first child, and he didn't know if she would live or die, his wife, and he would come back every night from visiting her at the hospital and play this beautiful, mournful adagio, this theme, which became the centerpiece of the work. And she did survive. They had many years together. And Lorindo Almeida, the wonderful guitarist who brought bossa nova to the West, set this second movement for three guitars in which I would play the part Rodrigo wrote, the others would do improvisational elements, and at the end it has a magnificent chance for the electric player, in this case Stanley, to improvise over a bossa nova beat. So it's really a very fun experience, and Rodrigo heard it back then when we premiered it and loved it. So it was one of his favorite versions of the piece.
With these crossover genres and these genres coming together and merging and creating something so unique, is the through line the fact that the commonality is the passion of the instrument?
Absolutely. And the guitar is something that figures in so many different cultures. If you look at South America, you look at Spain, and then you even look at Eastern countries where they have guitar-like instruments such as the koto or the shamisen or the pipa. It is something that captures the imagination and the folk idiom of the people. It tells a story about their lives. So much of the music is about describing their yearnings, their passions, and their joys, their tribulations, and all of that gets expressed in the music. And what we do is we bring to that, I mean, we're playing music from Colombia, from Brazil, from Paraguay, and Spain, other countries as well, and Venezuela, and bringing to that an American vision as well, and something that is very much inspired by the Latin beat.
Tell us a little bit about Stanley and Romero and your fusing with them of both the jazz and the Brazilian influence.
Well, I first met Stanley when I was creating a festival for Carnegie Hall, And I invited him to be part of that. And then we collaborated on a tour together later on that Columbia Artists put forth called Guitar Summit. And Stanley is remarkable in that he plays the electric guitar like a keyboard, having it horizontal on his lap and using the fingers tapping on the soundboard. He also carries it with a strap as well. So he does all kinds of different things that allow him to create sounds and lines that are truly remarkable. I mean, you watch him and you still can't figure out how he's doing what he's doing. and he's so imaginative and creative. So it's always been fun playing with him. And Romero has a great flair for improvising on the spot as well, and bringing to his music the wonderful feeling of the salubrious Brazilian warm air, even on a cold night at the Bardavan.
You are the director of guitar studies at the Juilliard School. I'm interested in if a project like this, where you are playing and you are experimenting, does that color how you teach in the future? Does it have an impact when you bring these influences together that is somewhat permanent on you?
Well, certainly my students can benefit by seeing how I approach my own life, and that I'm very open and very much willing to embrace different styles and find a way to create something that others haven't done. And I think that's important for each musician to be able to do when they decide to become professional, that it's not just about playing the instrument, but about bringing something new to the literature and a new voice as well. So, and just being open to experiences. I mean, this really all started for me back when I began doing Brazilian music and working with Antonio Carlos Jobim, the Brazilian pop icon. And in fact, that's how Romero and I met. We were invited to play at a tribute concert after Jobim passed at Carnegie Hall. And I had opened some of Jobim's Lincoln Center gigs when he was alive. So to be able to celebrate him in the aftermath was really a great honor.
For you, what is the state of classical guitar?
I think it's a very open and creative, fertile time right now. And I've been fortunate to be able to work with a lot of composers who are very much in the vanguard of writing great classical music, people like John Coriano, Tan Dunn, Chris Rouse, and work with them and have them write concerti for me, solo works, chamber pieces, and really add to the literature and add to the technique of the instruments. And in fact, it's really fun because a documentary on my work has just been completed. It will air sometime this year and be released this year. We're having various different screenings, and it's called Troubadour, and it really is a chance to look at what that process is like. What is it like working with a composer? So we have many of these incredibly creative minds who have partnered in making new instrument works for the instrument, and show what that process is like when we are working together. So and it's also spiced up with other guests like Joan Baez and Mark O'Connor, with whom I've also collaborated. Joan Baez and I were involved in an album I did called Journey to the New World, as was Mark O'Connor, celebrating the folk music idiom. And other guests in the documentary include people like Martina Navratilova, David Hyde Pierce. We even have the Grammys in the White House. So it's a chance for young people to see what kinds of possibilities can happen if you are open-minded and embracing of new challenges and adventures.
When you see how this works with Guitar Passions, as you mentioned, the album has been out for a little while now, since 2011. It was very popular, sold very well. That must be reassuring about the music and as you say, the continuing repertoire.
Well, the instrument itself is so popular. It's one of the most commonly owned in American households. I think it's head-in-head with the piano. And when you think about that and you think about how it figures in our culture and how it has been a part of developing that culture, whether it's jazz or rock or folk or pop music. That makes it a very appealing to young people, to people of different ages, of different backgrounds. And I think that coming to a concert like this, where they get to hear music from not only different cultures, but played in different ways, I think that's exciting. So the way the program will be presented is that we will open together playing as a trio, and then we'll pair off in different duos and do solo sets, and we'll end again as a trio. So you'll get to hear a lot of variety.
It is Sharon Isbin, Stanley Jordan, and Romero Wabambo at the Bardavon on Friday, the 7th of February at 8 o'clock. And you can find out more information by going to our website, which is wamc.org/roundtable. Again, the performance is Friday night, February 7th at 8 o'clock. Sharon Isbin, it's been a great pleasure to have you with us, and I certainly look forward to having all three of you in our region. A great pleasure.
Thanks. And if you go to my website, SharonIsbin.com, you can hear samples from the CD and the kinds of things that you can expect on the program.
SharonIsbin.com and the CD Guitar Passion. Sharon, a delight. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Again, Guitar Passion, Sharon Isbin, Stanley Jordan, Romero Wabambo will be at the Bardavon in Poughkeepsie on Friday, February 7th at 8 p.m. The tour will stop at the Egg in Albany on Wednesday, February 5th. More information is available on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. wamc.org/roundtable. Again, Guitar Passions at the Bardavon on February 7th, at the Egg on February 5th. wamc.org/roundtable for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.